Good morning, and welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I want to begin by saying Happy Veterans Day, and thank you to veterans who have served their country, specifically to veterans who have served God. It's interesting that as I reach today's topic in our series on being thankful and living a thankful life, today we're focused specifically on being thankful for real victory. And while our veterans have accomplished a variety of victories, none of them have really lasted because, well, they're human victories. They're not the real victory that we really need and long for. And so today we're going to talk about that real victory. Paul writes to the Corinthians in chapter 15, verse 57. Yesterday we talked about Paul writing that at the beginning of 1 Corinthians about being thankful for the grace that has been received by the Corinthian church and the people. And towards the end of that first letter, in chapter 15, verse 57, he says, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I suspect that most of us have things in our life that we think are too big for us to deal with, too big for us to handle, too big for us to conquer, to overcome. And whatever that is, and sometimes it's elements of sin that we just struggle to shake loose from. As Paul writes, it's that sin that so easily entangles us. Sometimes it's not so much sin, but it's the weight of the world. And Jesus talked about the parable of the sower, and you have the cares of the world that choke out our faith and our hope and our joy. But to realize that those things that are too big for us are not too big for God. And to live with confidence knowing that we have real victory. And it's not a victory that results in the world's view of peace in our life at all times. But it is a victory that ought to result in a peace that surpasses understanding, as God would say in His Word. And I believe it's a peace that surpasses understanding because it's different from the peace that we clamor for. You see, our version of peace, the reason that we celebrate veterans, the reason that we celebrate the end of conflict, the end of war, is that our version of peace is an absence of conflict. And so when battles are over and peace is declared, it's not often that real peace exists. It's simply that we've agreed to stop the fighting. But the peace and the real victory that God gives us is a peace that continues internally, even in the midst of conflict. Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble." You could say, "In this world, you will have conflict. You will have turmoil. You will have difficulty." But when we talk about being thankful for this real victory, Jesus went on to say, "But take heart, for I have overcome the world." The real victory is an eternal victory that begins in our life with the presence of God's Spirit. And it ought to continually grow until it reaches completion when we're face to face with Jesus. When we leave this earth for our eternal home. When I think about this idea of real victory, there are times that we win. We win arguments with others. We win debates. We win in conflict. But without this real victory, those times that we win often are rather hollow. Because nothing has been resolved. I think sometimes we get into the midst of life, the heat of the battle. And we become so weary with the battle, or the battle entrenches us so much in our opinions and thoughts that we think if we can just get our way, then we'll have victory. And so many times within those personal conflicts that we deal with, the victory isn't in getting our way. The victory is learning to agree on God's way. And when we become entrenched to the point that we determine that our way is the only way, then we'll never have that true peace, that real victory. And I'm not talking about compromise on things of biblical facts and principles and commands. There is a point, so to speak, to say, enough's enough. God's Word says, and to hold fast to that, but so much of the conflict that we deal with is, well, it really has more to do with, I just don't like that. I like this better. That's not really my preference. That's not my personality. That's not my style. And it becomes difficult when we begin to view victory as us getting our way all the time, because that ends up creating a greater conflict when within group dynamics everything goes one person's way all the time and the others in the group are constantly being the ones compromising. And in the end, it doesn't build the body. It doesn't bring about that real victory that we ought to have. And I believe the heart of that real victory here on earth is learning this principle of looking out for the needs of others above our own. The ultimate heart of this real victory is the victory over sin that it was accomplished through Jesus. But it's living out that victory day to day. At the root of much of the sin that we encounter, that we experience, that we do, is an element of pride. And so when we live out that true victory over sin, we learn to humble ourselves and live with a greater humility. A humility that listens to one another. A humility that seeks how to remain true to our convictions while still lifting up and building up someone who thinks differently than we do. In all of these matters of opinion, you see, today is we as a nation here in the United States celebrate Veterans Day and use it as a day of remembrance for those who have served, who have sacrificed, who have given of their time and many times of their health, of their own well-being. And some voluntarily, others served through times of draft and no choice in their mind, but still served. And many of our veterans still struggle today. They struggle receiving the care they need. They struggle receiving honor and respect. They struggle with life because, well, even in the battles that were won, they still live in conflict. And I believe it's our responsibility as Christians to take this message of true and real victory to everyone. And to live as those who are thankful. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to pray about how you handle conflict. Do you seek real victory? The victory that joins in with the psalmist when he says how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity? Or do you settle for a worldly victory that simply is about you getting your way? And then spend time praying in thankfulness for those that serve and have served their country. And in doing so, have served all of us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us a true and real victory in Jesus Christ. Father, help us to live with that victory in such a way that we long for it even more than we long to be right. Even more than we long for our opinions to prevail. Father, help us to look within our own life for how we view victory in the discussions and debates and conversations we have with others. And may we look at those differently as we consider how you would view victory. May our conversations be such that they are seasoned with salt, that they are beneficial to those that hear. And may this true victory that we seek and that we live with and that we long for be shared with others so that they would know the true peace in the midst of conflict that comes from the victory brought by Jesus and the forgiveness of our sin. Father, I thank you for those that have served this country that I live in. I thank you that they've been willing to stand up against evil. They've been willing to serve in times when it was popular and in times when it hasn't been. And I pray for the many who struggle today. Those that were wounded, those that were wounded physically, emotionally, spiritually, in so many ways. And who look at their life and whether they fought in battles that were won or not, they simply cannot see how any of it resulted in victory. May they know there is a victory that is real and true. May they find that victory through surrender to Jesus. Father, help us to show proper respect to all to whom it is due, to care for those that have given so much. But Father, may we also not become so wrapped up with the worldly victories that we seek that we miss out on sharing about the true and real victory that you offer to all who would come to you, who would repent and be immersed into Christ, to be clothed with Christ. Father, that's the victory that lasts. Today, as we live with a greater awareness and thankfulness for that victory, may we share Jesus at every opportunity that we have. May we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.